90.3 Near FM.
Ah, you're very welcome back to Lifeline here on Near 90 FM, and I'm very proud and delighted to have a wonderful guest lined up for you this morning, and that is fitness guru Keith Coleman. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning, Leslie. How are you?
And do you like that fitness guru, do you?
Yeah. I thought about guru. I can imagine myself upside down here in the conversation with the word guru with my legs crossed over my head. I probably wouldn't go guru, but I like it.
I like it too. It's the new kind of New York saying for anybody that's into anything. It's the guru. It's my juice guru. It's my anything. But yeah, I think that after being talking to you there for the last few minutes on the phone line and listening to what you do for a living and what your ethos is, I think guru suits you, Keith, because you're an all-arounder and what you're trying to do is a fantastic thing. And we're going to start off by telling the listeners a little bit about the event that's happening at the weekend in the YMCA, and that's the Summer Fitness Party. Sounds as if you're going to have a blast.
Yeah. It's actually part two. It's the second edition. So we already had a Summer Fitness Party 1 to 2 months ago.
Right.
And that was at the end of May. We had the first one. And then I had to unfortunately go for surgery in between that,
and
we had to cancel. Yeah, we had to cancel one, but now we have edition two, finally on back in action, and we can go ahead with the second edition now this weekend. So really looking forward to it, you know.
Where, and that's going to be held in the YMCA?
It's going to be in the Dublin City YMCA on Angel Street. It's been around for a long time, the Y. I think most people know it. It's been there for over 70 years, and it's been known since the late 80s as being one of the places to go for exercise classes, step aerobics and stuff like that. So for me, it's kind of the perfect venue to start trying to launch the new style, you know? Because I know the guys there over the years have been introducing many different styles of aerobics and steps, so I thought the YMCA would have been a great place to introduce our new style that we're trying to launch now, you know?
Absolutely. And how are you getting on with that in there?
Yeah, it's flying. Like, this is our sixth event in total, and it's going to be the second event that we actually saw an international act over from Europe. So in March, we had a guy, Tom Wall, come from Frankfurt. He's an international presenter the last 20 years, and he's affiliated with Reebok.
Lovely.
So we brought him to Dublin for the very first time in March. So that was a really big thing for us. And now this weekend we have Salvatore Panabianco from Italy. He's just finished on the Japan tour. He's a massive international name in dance fitness. So, yeah, it's a really big thing that he's coming to Dublin again for the first time ever.
Yeah,
this weekend to rock it with us, so really looking forward to it.
That sounds like a very impressive name, Salvador Panbianco. You know, doesn't it? Sounds like a great. I mean, that's an excuse in itself to go in and have a look at him, and it's
just
his first
to go
time.
And see who it is. Yeah.
So it's his first time in Ireland. Now, Keith, your fitness is slightly different than the norm. We were talking about the start of fitness in, like when fitness came to a head in the early 80s when people started going mad for, you know, the likes of video cassettes, and it was Jane Fonda and aerobics took off. But yours is a little bit different than that. You put a little bit, you've a different stance on it, haven't you?
Yeah, well, it's like, I suppose, the iPhone. You know, you had the iPhone come out first, and now I think they're nearly up to iPhone 6.
Yeah.
And it's the same as fitness, so the likes of Jane Fonda would have come out, and another girl, Jim Miller, who actually invented the step. You know, these guys came out back in the late 80s and created this type of fitness, you know?
Yeah.
But around Europe, they've seemed to change with the times. But here in Ireland, I've been in fitness now myself since 2005. And just from speaking to some of my peers who are in the industry, I've asked them, has there been much changes to the aerobics or step? And I actually tutor step myself now, and I can see that the syllabus is more or less still the same since the late 80s, you know. So I think it's time we kind of brought it up to date, you know.
Yeah,
brought it up to the way it's been done in Europe. But the old style, like the Jane Fonda style, I still love it. It was great. If you look back at some of the old videos, you're seeing people with their sweatbands on and their
leg warmers
and their headbands. And the main thing is that they're all smiling and having fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
And for me, like I'd say in the last maybe 4 years, that type of fitness has really kind of took a back seat in Ireland. People have started to do more intense training, you know. Everybody doing this extreme fitness and going in and aching for three and four days.
Yeah.
And there was less and less instructors teaching choreographed and aerobic fun classes, you know.
Yeah.
So for me, what I want to do is bring it back to that phase where people are just going in, their favourite tunes is on, they're just working out, having fun, you know, burning calories, but enjoying it. The main thing for me is the fun aspect.
Yes, exactly. And you know what, you're right. And you're talking about there the sweatbands and the leg warmers. And I was telling you this a little bit earlier on. I was a Jane Fonda fanatic. I loved her. And like that you said there, Keith, it was something that really, really pinpointed something that I loved about it and what made me keep doing it. And I lost loads of weight. The smiling and the fun part of it. And I find that an awful lot of the new stuff that's out, don't get me wrong, I've talked about it many occasions here, the boxer size and boot camps.
It's effective. It's sports science and it's effective. It does what it says on the tin, you know.
Exactly.
It is good.
But it's not like you're smiling happy and you're laughing and the crack is 90 and you're enjoying doing it. I feel a little bit intimidated by these it sounds like torture to me. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, well, a lot of people do, and that's why I don't really. Now, don't get me wrong, I teach some of those classes myself as well.
Yeah.
But the majority of the classes that I emphasise in is the choreographed fun classes. You know, people, like I've done, the only class I don't teach at the minute we're in the fitness studio type stuff is yoga and Pilates, you know.
Really?
And people always ask me, Keith, what's the best type of exercise for me to do? And my answer is simple, all of them. What makes you happy?
Mm-hmm.
What's the most fun way of you working out? If it's fun and enjoyable, you're going to go again.
Yeah.
If it becomes a chore, people don't like doing chores. You know, you don't mind doing them for a while, and then after a while, it kind of gets a little bit more.
Yeah, like it's kind
of.
It's like as if the soreness, you didn't enjoy getting sore like that, so you're kind of saying to yourself, here, hold on a minute, is this going to last forever? Totally can relate to that. I mean, at the end of the day, if it's like a lot of women, we'll say, that have kids, they walk and they really enjoy that. And that's a great way to get fit. But when your kids get a little bit older, your body is used to that walking, so you need something else and that little bit of... And like, you just have everything going on there, Keith. Not only do you do all this, but you do fitness parties, and we want to talk about that in a minute. But you do you're an event organiser and you're tutoring and everything. So you kind of have your hand in everything. You must be going around a long time, are you?
Yeah, I'm in the industry since 2005.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've been going around a long time, you know. I'm only 27 years of age, so I got in as young as I could possibly get in.
Yeah.
I don't think I could have any more years legally in fitness, you know.
Yeah, you're 27 and you know all about Jane Fonda. I'm telling you, you're doing well. You have your research well done there.
You see, this is the thing. If you want to take something forward, you have to know where to start from.
Yes.
So, like, I went right back to the, like, step aerobics, believe it, came about through injury prevention. And it was actually a girl who competed in the championships, the aerobic championships, got injured. And as part of her rehab, had to step up and down onto a box. And because she obviously done her aerobics and liked listening to music, it was very bored just stepping up and down on a box.
Yeah.
And then she started putting music on.
Yeah.
And that's how step aerobics came about, was coming up and down. So it came... Like, if you look back at the Jane Fonda style, that was more kind of fitness. So it was all fitness style. Now it's fitness / dance.
Exactly.
So that put the dance element into it, you know.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit, Keith, about the parties that you run. Would that be as a part of your event organising?
Yeah. Well, I can tell you how they came about, all right? Because it's an interesting story how how they came about.
Yeah.
I've been travelling back and forward to Rome in particular for fitness conventions. Italy and France is kind of the leaders in dance fitness at the minute. So that's the place I've decided to travel. If you want to be the best you can be, you have to be around the best. So that's why we decided to go there.
Good motive.
So
yeah.
I started to travel with two presenter friends of mine, one girl, Earl Loivak, and the other guy is a guy called Robert Selesky. And I'll never forget one time we were coming back from Rome and we were on such a buzz. There was like 700 people all on a step together, all doing the event. The atmosphere it took me a week of coming back to get over it. I couldn't stop thinking about it and imagine what it could be like in Dublin.
Yeah.
So on the flight home, myself and Robert were just chatting away and just thinking like, man, why do we have to keep travelling every single time we want to do something like this? We have to leave the country.
Yeah.
You know? So it was kind of getting to the point that it's great to, obviously, to get away, but when you have things at home, like you can't just keep leaving the country every couple of weeks to learn more and get more information.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to start bringing people to Dublin and trying to create a scene in Dublin.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
This is how the fitness parties came about, you know, and we call them fitness parties and not fitness conventions because we travel to fitness conventions and because the scene in Rome, in Italy, is so big, they have tons of instructors who all do this type of fitness. So they're able to get loads of people in like that geared towards fitness instructors.
Yeah.
But for us, I just find that, well, here's an example. 3 weeks ago, I tried to find a step dance class in the city just to go and see who else was doing it. Do you think I could find one?
No way.
I couldn't find one that was our style, you know. I couldn't find one in the city, so for us, that's why I wanted to make a fitness party. Mm-hmm. So it's not just geared towards say fitness instructors, so we can get everybody going just to have a bit of fun, and hopefully they get bitten by the bug.
Yeah.
And lately it has been happening. I've had a couple of people now looking to do workshops, and in particular, men. Looking to teach this. So you probably know from your day doing the Jane Fonda stuff, majority of the classes you went to, it was girls teaching them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Well, now I'm saying that there was a lad that done it down in the recreation centre there in Beaumont. I'm really stretching there to try and remember that there was one fella. But like that, you're right, the majority. And at that stage, going back then, that would have been, I won't say how many years ago, but there was an epidemic of aerobics. It was the first thing that ever hit, really, you know?
Yeah.
And like you're saying, it does, it's time for it to be spruced up a little bit because I'd be kind of interested in going back to aerobics. Other things kind of make me like I tried spinning and I found that that's absolutely amazing. But you know, I don't like to have too much of a sweat going on. That's very lazy, Keith. Now, you probably hate people like me.
No, to be honest, it's for me, that's the thing with being an instructor.
Yeah.
Everybody tries to train people, and they're trying to train everybody like that are an athlete that are going to be getting ready to go to the Olympics, and that's just not the case. For me, that's our job. Mm-hmm. That's what we've trained to do. If somebody feels a little bit, they are not really up for it today, that's our job as a motivator, to motivate them. So we shouldn't really be getting stressed out, you know. For me, the people like that is the people that I think I need to focus a bit more on.
Yeah.
They're the people that need you. Like, I work a lot with the psychology. I watch people as they come in. I see someone coming in who is a little bit shy, hiding in the corner, lacking on a little bit of confidence. They're the people I'll start trying to do little bits of work on as the weeks go on, you know.
Oh, that sounds very interesting indeed. So you get a little bit more attention if you kind of pretend to be shy. Nice tip, Keith. Now let's talk a little bit about.
No, well, I don't give them more. Like, I don't come over and
single
them out as such. But what I'm getting at that is, what I find from my experience, when you go to a class, the instructor they have their regulars, and their regulars get a lot of the time, and the new people, Asher, they might be here next week, they mightn't be. And I think they're the people that you need to be really, really focusing on and trying to make them feel welcome and part of the group, and part of what they're doing, you know?
Yeah, it's important, though, too, because there's quite a lot of shy people out there. And I find talking about stuff like that, I can totally relate to where you're coming from. I remember years ago going into Total Fitness, and I was mortified. And you're looking at all these people, and they're there every week. And, of course, if you start off in a sport, you're going to go in a tracksuit, we'll say, the first time. And then after a few sessions or whatever, you say, I hear hell to that, Matt, I'm getting a bit toned. You'll get, like, some nice clothes, and you'll start investing a little bit more in it. And that's kind of what happens to a lot of people when they get involved in stuff like that first. So of course there's me going into Total Fitness in my tracksuit, feeling like, oh my god, I'm Scarlett, you know, the kind of way where all these professionals, they look like professional athletes to me, flying along on bikes and everything. But there you go, it's just kind of one of them confidence things. And it is important for somebody to kind of notice that in a class, you know. So I like that approach to it as well, Keith.
And it's all about people. You know, it doesn't matter what type of... Like, if I go into a class, like, I find that 95% of my classes now, I make the choreography up there and then, because I have to cater for the group that I have. Because it's grown, and the level is... Like, in saying that now, when I say I couldn't find the aerobics class, I have 7-step classes a week, and my phone doesn't stop with other gyms looking for me to teach step for them and to do more of this. So, and what I found is once people actually experience what we're doing, there's not really a massive drop off rate.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. It's very hard to explain.
Yeah.
It's people have said to me, there's one girl that comes to me class and she says, my boyfriend thinks you have a cult. That's what she said. Because, like, it's mad. Like, it's like
you're infectious.
People who sick, it's like a religion to some people.
Yeah.
And it's not, what I find is that, now again, it's just a certain that's really, the last couple of weeks I've been noticing it more and more, because it happened with one group, where they just, like, it's like the whole class just bonded, and now they meet up outside. There was a couple of people had some issues in their own personal life, and as you said there, with starting off with the tracksuit and seeing someone change over time, the group has helped each other.
Yeah.
So there's people into different things. We're in one of the groups, and they all start helping each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've seen it happen with another group in base camp. So now when people come to these fitness parties, it's just like one big family gets to meet up, and I've never seen it now with any other class. Like, I teach all different classes, and it's with the step and the aero dance stuff that I'm doing. I just can't put my finger on it, but it's more than a class.
Yeah, well, I was right then when I introduced you as a guru, wasn't I? You see the way I picked up on that? Yeah. Now, come here, I just want to stop you there, Keith. Aero dance, can you explain a little bit to us about that?
Right. Basically what it is, it's aerobics with twisted with a dance style.
Lovely.
So if you remember doing your aerobics, you had all your great friends and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, it was brilliant. Loved it.
Yeah, well, we start like that. That's our base choreography. Now that's base choreography, what you were doing before. Mm-hmm. And then we take it up a notch from that. So it's gone more dance style. Everything has gone dance these days, you know.
Mm-hmm. And come here, do you think that there's a lot of people now that are going to be trying to get the bodies back in shape now because the summer is over? I mean, we spend from January, we spend trying to get into shape for the summer. Then we spend the summer pigging out, as they say. And then after the summer, we're trying to get back into the little skimpies for Halloween and Christmas. So there'll be probably loads of interest. Where can people from the Coolock area and Northside area avail of the services, Keith?
For me, the nearest I'd be from the guys in Coolock would be a place in Fisbury.
Right, not too far. It's only down the road.
Yeah, it's called Sculpture Fitness.
Sculpture Fitness. Sculpture Fitness in Fisbury. Excellent. And how often do you run classes there, Keith? Well, you have a Facebook page, don't you?
Well, I have the Facebook, yeah. So everything I do will be on Keith Coleman Fitness on Facebook.
Yeah.
So we're always updating me classes and stuff like that all through the Facebook.
Because, I mean, you have a class in Cabra as well, and I suppose Kilmainham is a little bit far for north side, but there's people probably listening that are central to town as well. But like that, if you're going to be into something like that, people don't mind jumping in their car and travelling to it. You know what I mean? Or people, like, even going on your bike or something like that, that's a good part of your fitness regime too. And for something that's a little bit different and something that you can get more involved with, I suppose... like that, everybody is trying to get involved in fitness these days. I don't know what it is. It's like an epidemic, isn't it, Keith?
It's like a trend, you know?
Yeah.
It's a big, big trend, and it is the big thing. I just think people are getting more educated. You know, people think you were born to be in a certain shape and stuff like that. And I just think what's happening now is people are just starting to become more educated on how to look after themselves, you know?
How old are your clients and people that go to you?
To be honest, there was a video I was looking back at there only a couple of weeks ago, and there was one girl in the video 16, and there was another lady in the video who was 62.
No way, 62? That's excellent. And is she in great shape?
She's flying. She was in the top of the class.
Yeah. All right.
She's obviously one of the top of the class. Like, I come to events, she's more effect than me. Everybody knows all from the videos.
Yeah. Keith, you're breaking up a little bit there.
Sorry, it's probably on the phone here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, sorry about that. So this 62-year-old, she's top of the class.
Yeah, she'll be one of the top ones in the class. She probably won't be too happy that I mentioned our age, so we won't talk anymore about it.
Well, if she's listening in, well done to you, and keep up the good work. And don't forget, this programme is repeated tonight, Keith. So if you have anybody that you want to say anything about, say it to them now, and you can tell them that they can tune back in tonight from 11:30. Well, you'll be on around 12 and they can hear you then. Sure. Now, Saturday. So is there a huge amount of people going to be going to the YMCA this Saturday, Keith?
Expecting about 60 to 70 people this weekend for this event.
And how much does it cost to get involved?
It's €30 regular price, or for students, then it's just €20.
€20. And what will happen there now, Keith?
Right, so we'll have three master classes. So start of the day, 2 o'clock the day starts off. Registration will be for about 30 minutes. So first starts off 2 o'clock registration. Half two, then around half two, fourth class will start, which will be dance with Salvatore. After dance, then I'll be teaching step. And then after step with myself, we have a team teach performance. A lot of people are like, what's a team teach performance? Basically, what it is myself and Salvatore will get up on stage and we'll go back to back with choreographies. So he'll teach a piece of choreography, then I'll teach a piece of choreography, then back to him, back to me, and then we'll just put it all together into one piece of choreography and just finish off with a big finale then and just have loads of fun then to finish with.
Lovely. You were saying about loads of fun. Do the parties have is there an after party after the party?
Yeah, this one, we're going to be heading to the Morrison Hotel after it.
Lovely.
So, that'll kick off about 8 p.m. then in the Morrison. So it's a good way for people, as what some of the girls say, that post-recovery shakes are very important, that you get that post-recovery drinks, you know.
I love it. Excellent.
Yeah, honestly, like, it really is like a party.
Yeah.
Like, there's people that are literally, like, living for this the weekend, myself included. I'm the biggest kid there, you know. I'd be the most excited out of everybody.
Sounds like a blast. It does. It sounds as if you're going to have
it does
great
be,
fun.
Literally, like, I'd be counting the days. I love these. Hopefully I can sleep this time before. And normally I don't sleep before these events. So with the excitement, yeah, you know.
You have to wait till 3 o'clock now on Saturday. Keep it under there now, Keith. Come on, keep it there now. Keep it together. But absolutely fantastic. And it's great to see somebody is trying to have a different take on aerobic style, you know, fitness, and to do something different. And it sounds like a great idea. Now, just before we let you go, Keith, we're just coming up now to 10:30, and I just want to ask you a quick question. Say if somebody wanted to organise their own fitness party, what way would you go about that?
Well, what they need to do is obviously just rent a venue. Mm-hmm. Rent a venue and make sure you have that equipment, because there's a lot involved in it, you know.
Yeah.
Depends on the venue. Some of the venues you go to, they might be set up with equipment there, but in general, you'd probably, if it's something like what we're doing the weekend, you need to organise a PA system. At times, we have a DJ playing live for us. So it all depends on really what you want to do. The main thing is just getting yourself a venue, or if you're looking to set up classes and stuff like that, once you go do your courses, the thing is then just looking for what's popular now with a lot of people is they're renting their local community centre and starting to just run their own classes through community centres. That's what I see happening more and more. The gyms are really getting affected lately, you know?
Yeah.
Because most people are starting to open up their own little studios and like that, just rent the community centres and running their own classes, you know?
Yeah. But come here, gyms are, you know, you're tied into something, and a lot of people like to pay as they go as well, you know? So kind of the gyms are at that disadvantage there, you know?
They are, like, a lot of them, you have to commit to them now. And saying that, a lot of the gyms have started to notice this themselves, and you are getting from time to time some really good offers from the gyms. But
yeah,
the problem, Leslie, now is, I hate to say it, but what they're doing is they're starting to exploit instructors in some of the gyms.
Mm-hmm.
Instructors like myself are starting to go out more and more on their own and just teach classes. So what's happening is the gyms now are getting instructors like myself to come in and probably teach five classes on their timetable. And then the rest of the instructors that are there are just interns. So what I find is starting to happen now, and it kills me to say it, but I've seen a big, big drop in the standard of instruction in the gyms. And it's just simply through I think they're using the recession as an excuse and all stuff like that. And a lot of the young instructors now in the gyms are being exploited, and that's why you're seeing so many little gyms opening up around the place.
Yeah.
Some instructors just do their own thing, you know. It's horrible to see that's happening, but that's just kind of the way it is right now.
There's a lot of pressure on people as well, because they can't really, you know, it's a hard situation as well for the people that own the gyms, because there's a lack of money there as well to, you know, for so much one-on-one kind of techniques and stuff, teaching people.
There's lack of funding even to train up the staff and that now.
Yeah.
So that's what they're trying to bring in, staff that's all already trained. Like, it breaks my heart. Like, honestly, I'm one of my best students, and he's given in CVs, like, left, right and centre.
Yeah.
And he still hasn't even had a reply back from some of these guys.
And
to be honest, it has me really frustrated. I feel like going out and giving out CVs for him myself, because in all my years in fitness, I haven't, he's easily one of the best I've seen. Like, he's like myself, mad passionate about
what he does.
Like, honestly, it actually breaks my heart to see the guy, and I keep on him now just to stay with it. It'll come your way. You'll get something. Something's going to come your way. Don't give up on it, because he's one of the best I've seen in my career, you know?
Yeah.
And he's struggling to actually get something out there, so.
Well, hopefully he gets.
It's unfortunate, you know?
Yeah.
But he will.
Hopefully he gets somewhere, and hopefully you have a fantastic time on Saturday. I'd love to get there. You never know. I might surprise you. We have a presenter here who thinks there's nothing like you, and our very own Aoife O'Connor, and she's after her. She has a fantastic figure now. I have to give it to her. And she absolutely loves the classes, and she might be there on Saturday too, so I hope it.
Chances are she will be there on Saturday. She's always been coming to these.
As
she
said,
loves these parties.
Party animal. But as you said yourself, Keith, don't give up. There's something out there for everybody, and hopefully that you have a fantastic event on Saturday. And I'm delighted for you that things are catching on. And I'd love to go to one of your classes sometime. Now we're going to have to let you go.
You're more than welcome anytime.
Thanks very much. We're going to have to let it go there, Keith. And it's been lovely talking to you on Lifeline this morning. And all the best.
Same here, Leslie.
Ah, no problem. All the best for Saturday, and hopefully we can talk to you again on Lifeline.
Cool. Thanks a lot for the call today.
No problem.
Right.
Fitness guru Keith Coleman. It's been our pleasure. Don't go away, folks. We'll be back after a few words.